Faced with an uncertain future, many business owners and technology professionals don't have the time needed to invest in their business technology strategies. And as a result, they're afraid of their technology getting outdated and putting their company and customers' information at risk. The digital future is already here, but with all different choices in the marketplace, it's difficult to know which one will be the best fit for you and your strategic vision. Imagine having the peace of mind that your business is backed by the right technology investments that are tailored for your specific needs. Hi, I'm Brian Nichols, and I've helped countless business owners and technology professionals just like you, helping you make informed decisions about what technologies are best to invest in for your business. Voice, bandwidth, cybersecurity, business continuity, juggling all the aspects of business technology is messy. Let me help. Head to briannicholsshow.com/help and sign up for a free one-on-one consultation with yours truly to dig deep into where you see your company heading and how we can align your business technology towards those goals. Again, that's briannicholsshow.com/help to get your simplified business technology started today. Victor Antonio, welcome to the program.
Selling is all about, really, we're not selling a product, you're not selling a service, you're not selling value, you're not selling whatever you think you're selling, a solution. You're selling change.
Welcome to the Brian Nichols Show, your source for common sense politics on the We Are Libertarians Network. As a sales and marketing executive in the greater telecommunications cybersecurity industry, Brian works with C-level executives to help them future-proof their company's infrastructure for an uncertain future. And in each episode, Brian takes that experience and applies it to the Liberty Movement.
And this is why we talk about being the trusted advisor. You should be able to help use that expert guidance and all the opinions that I'm sure that you have and help lead them towards not just a decision, but the right decision.
Instead of focusing on simply winning arguments or being right, we're teaching the basic fundamentals of sales and their application in the world of politics, showing you how to ask better questions, tell better stories, and ultimately change people's minds. And now, your host, Brian Nichols.
Well, happy Tuesday there, folks. Brian Nichols here on The Brian Nichols Show, and thank you for joining us on, of course, another fun-filled episode. I am, as always, your humble host, and thank you for joining us on today's special Tuesday episode, you and me, again, another one-on-one, and thank you, by the way, for all the positive feedback we've heard from yesterday's episode, gifting the opportunity of being wrong. It's a great conversation again with you and me, a one-on-one, and focusing on how we can help use empathy to help others who are currently in the process of, figuring out that, maybe they were wrong the past 2 years when it comes to this whole COVID thing, but that's not what we're going to talk about today. Today, I wanted to focus on, and this is actually the topic of the morning sales huddle today, and that was the topic of not being afraid to fail. So I'm quickly going to read today's morning sales huddle, and then I'm going to do a nice little commentary at the end. So back when I first started working out, I was terrified. Now, for those of you who aren't aware, I once weighed nearly 400 pounds, and I knew for a fact that going to the gym and working out would be mentally, emotionally, and most importantly, physically exhausting. And also, the idea of people working out around me and seeing me struggling, it made me feel so uncomfortable. The idea made me feel like a fish in a fishbowl, but I tried. Slowly but surely, day after day, week after week, I kept going back to the gym, and the results quickly followed. Fast forward 2 years, and I ended up losing over 180 pounds of excess body fat. And I tell this story much like how I was terrified of going into the gym and trying something new, because your average person doesn't like getting out of their comfort zone, nor are they brave enough to accept the failure of that possibility. Yes, I could have failed at working out. I could have given up, but I kept trying. We just hired a bunch of brand new sales folks the other day here for my day job. And some of these folks, they've never been in a sales job before, but they're willing to take chances and be brave, and they're trying something new. So do you. Embrace opportunities that push you beyond your limits, and don't be afraid to fail. And actually, I want to go back to the new sales guys that we just hired here at the day job. One of them came into the office today and sat down, and he said he wanted to start a podcast. And I kind of, I openly chuckled to myself. I said, really? Because what's funny is that his idea, which I had a feeling, is actually an idea that I was going to be utilizing going into my new sales role. But he says, yeah, I want to go ahead and interview IT directors and CIOs anyone really in the greater technology space, and I want to ask them what's working in terms of their solutions that they have for their organizations. And I smiled because that's exactly what he should be doing, because he understood that that would then create a natural sense of rapport. And from that point, you can then transition into a conversation about areas that you can help if there are areas that you can help. And this right here, it might be the dirty, rotten secret that nobody really wants to address, is that you might fail. And that right there can be the hardest part to acknowledge. That failure is an option. Now, you have to deal with the consequences of failure, and you can learn from the failures, but it is, in some instances, the idea of failing that stops people from even trying. They get so afraid, so petrified of what might happen if they fail, that they don't even give themselves the opportunity to take a step and give it a shot. The worst thing you can do is nothing. This hurts to say, but I've fired a lot of really good people. I've had to, because their numbers didn't reflect the expectations, the value that they were bringing as an employee. They tried really hard, but they failed. So what can you learn from those failures and to get better? Now, I look at a lot of the people that I've had to let go, and believe it or not, they're actually doing better in many instances than they were when they were with me. And I've actually reached out to them in many cases to ask how they're doing, and they say, honestly, Brian, you were right to fire me. I dropped the ball. I'll give you a real story. One of my first group of employees that I'd hired, this younger guy, his early 20s, and he makes you laugh because he's such a good guy, but he's just such a carefree, relaxed spirit. And I gave him a shot, and he worked for me for about, I say, 5 months. And when I let him go, he looked at me and he goes, I get it. I get it. I mean, his numbers were in the toilet. it sucked. It still sucks to talk about to this day, because it's a real person. But when I talked to him afterwards, this is actually a year and a half now later, and I say, hey, you know, how are things going? How are you? And he goes, honestly, I'm doing great. He's like, when you let me go, it was a wake-up call, because that job was the best job I had ever had, and I did not appreciate it like I should have. And it pushed him to be better. It pushed him to change how he had been doing things. Now he's killing it. He's doing construction work. He's actually his own boss. He's going out buying homes and working with a group of friends who also are invested in flipping homes, and he's making a killing. And I can't help but smile, because that came from something that kind of sucked, letting someone go. And by the way, when I let him go, his grandma passed away like the next day. And that's, man, you want to talk about like a gut punch. And you know what? It was probably weird, but I brought the entire team to his grandma's funeral. I'm such a softy. I was really like, it really hurt. And but you know what? He really appreciated that. He gave us all big hugs and said, thank you for coming. And I guess sometimes it is a flaw of mine that I do care too much, but it's because I see the value that people can bring. And sometimes I give opportunities to a fault. I've had people help on the show before in years past who are no longer part of the network, no longer part of my show because they just dropped the ball or, you know, they just kind of disappeared. And that's okay. That's what happens sometimes when you give people opportunities. I mean, yeah, sometimes people fail and it's okay when you fail. So long as you learn from it, take that chance. And with that, by the way, I hear my cat outside. So just we're in the process of right now moving and my studio, I do not have any of my soundproofing whatsoever. And my cat has this really weird obsession with wrappers. So if you ever open a cracker bag and that little peel top, he will go and carry that around the house. And he has the most ridiculous meow that he will do when he's carrying that. So I apologize if you can hear him in the back of the episode here. But yes, oh, by the way, really excited because over the next few weeks here, yeah, a lot of changes are going to be happening in the life of Casa de Nichols. But also, a lot of great things are going to be happening moving forward for the show in terms of what we're going to be able to do, having a really nice, fancy studio. Going to be able to have a lot more video element, and it's actually going to be, hopefully, fingers crossed, professional video quality. So really exciting stuff, folks. If you have not, by the way, had the chance yet to hit that subscribe button, make sure you do so you're not missing any of the amazing episodes we have in store for you guys. So with that being said, moral of the story for today's episode, don't be afraid to fail. As a matter of fact, you taking the chance and trying, whether it's you actually going out and trying something new or if you're somebody giving someone a chance, it's okay if you fail. So with that being said, thank you for joining us on today's episode. If you enjoyed the episode, well, do me a favor. Go ahead and give us a share on social media and make sure when you go ahead and share that, tag me at B Nichols Liberty. Also, if you really enjoyed the episode, well, why don't you go ahead and slap a nice 5-star review over at BrianNicholsShow.com. Tell folks what value you get from the program. And also, if you have not had the chance yet, make sure you subscribe to our morning sales huddle every morning, ballpark 6 a.m. And this is literally the type of stuff I have been working on with all of my sales teams, where we will literally sit down, go through the basics of sales and the fundamentals of sales and their application in our world, the world of business technology, but in the morning sales huddle, the application to the world of politics. And we're going to teach you how to what? Meet people where they're at on the issues they care about. So with that being said, thank you for joining us on today's episode. It's Brian Nichols signing off here on The Brian Nichols Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to The Brian Nichols Show. Find more episodes at BrianNicholsShow.com.
If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe. Want to help us reach more people? Give the show a 5-star review and tell your friends to subscribe too. Find us at BrianNicholsShow.com and download the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow me on social media at BNicholsLiberty and consider donating to the show at BrianNicholsShow.com/support. The Brian Nichols Show is supported by viewers like you. Thank you to our patrons, Daryl Schmitz, Michael Lima, Mitchell Mankiewicz, Cody Johns, Craig DaCosta, and the We Are Libertarians Network. Trust the experts. We're all in this together. If it saves one life. Raise your hand if you've heard any of those tiresome phrases over the past year and a half. I know my hand is currently raised. Millions of people across dozens of industries were labeled unessential and forced to lock down with livelihoods and futures crushed in an instant. And as government has continued to expand its power and leverage fear to turn neighbor against neighbor, a group of filmmakers have taken a stand and are determined to help set the record straight on the importance of following the actual science of the pandemic. Follow the Science on Lockdowns and Liberty from the Sound Mind Creative Group is a brand new docuseries highlighting the stories of those negatively impacted over the past year and a half by ineffective government policies enacted in the name of following the science. With noted experts like Nick Hudson from PANDA, the Pandemic Data and Analytics Organization, healthcare policy advisors like Scott Atlas, and telling the stories of business owners, families, and just your average everyday person harmed by these government mandates, follow the Science on lockdowns and liberty is giving us a chance to make sure the true stories of the pandemic are told. So please help us at The Brian Nichols Show in supporting the Sound Mind Creative Group, with noted figures in the liberty movement like Dr. Tom Woods donating thousands of their own dollars to this project. You know just how important this project is. So head to BrianNicholsShow.com/follow the science to donate and catch their brand new trailer to the docuseries. One more time, that's BrianNicholsShow.com/follow the science.